Lawn reports.
By a vote of 51 to 47, the senators failed to join the House in voting to repeal the Obama health care bill. They did not expect to win, but they were able to air their major complaints. The entire law is eventually expected to be argued in the Supreme Court. In another vote of 81 to 17, the senators voted to end a provision in the bill which mandated a 1099 form for any business transaction of at least $600 or more. Connie Lawn, IRN, USA Radio News, Washington.
Demonstrators are in the streets of Yemen's capital today. Tens of thousands of opponents and supporters of the president have been staging dueling rallies. Police have stepped in to keep the two sides apart after they started scuffling and throwing stones. There have been no reports of casualties. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into the search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton. Give Kurt a call at 970-539-6113. Reminding everyone that we live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly the whole of the Middle East and the Near East is in conflict and crisis today. And you can only understand this by looking back to the Iranian Revolution. I remember it very well. I'm old enough to do it and remember and how the American government was telling the Shah of Iran, oh, you've got to let the people express themselves. Oh, you've got to have more democracy. Oh, you got to, should they release the prisoners from prison? Oh, you don't interfere. Let the people demonstrate. We'll stand behind you. You have nothing to worry about. Just let the people get out the street and demonstrate. And then we bribed the military and the police not to do anything so we could get the crisis going and get the people demonstrating and fighting in the streets. And then, of course, the situation deteriorated. Why the Shah was forced to leave. We told the Shah he had to leave. Maybe he'd come back when things got quieted down. And then the CIA moved Ayatollah Khomeini, the radical Islamic cleric that we had been keeping in the wings over in Paris, financed by the CIA. The CIA flew him into Tehran to take control. At the time, I said, why would the American government replace a staunch American ally with the sixth largest army in the world with this radical Islamic regime? Ladies and gentlemen, we were creating one of the best enemies money could buy. You always create your enemy, and then, of course, the Shah's secret police, which had been ruthless and tyrannical, had tortured and killed people. had been trained by the CIA. They simply were absorbed by the Islamic clerics, and they became their secret police, the ones that we had trained. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, most of what's going on in Iran today is simply a continuation of that. We created the best enemy money can buy. Now, what's going on over there in Egypt? Oh, we've told Mubarak, you've got to let the people demonstrate. Obviously, we've bribed the leaders of the military there so that they're not taking strong action. Here in the United States, during the Depression, when veterans marched on the White House, you know, because they'd been promised a veterans bonus and FDR refused to give it to them, why the military lined up, and as the veterans advanced, they just killed them. They killed them. They shot all the leaders, all the people on the front row of the veterans march on Washington, D.C. That's how you put down these things. Am I advocating that? No, I'm pointing out that this whole thing is carefully staged to bring, and I believe, I fear, and I hope I'm wrong, but I remember that I believe they're going to bring the radical Islamists to power. Why would you do that? The best enemy money could buy, for the same reason that it was American money, CIA money, working through Mr. Kulin, who was Turk, who had been expelled by Turkey for trying to overthrow the government, and we then backed him as he took Turkey from the pro-Western secular position to the radical Islamic position. Why would we do that? Why we need an enemy? After all, unite the world under the control of the radical Islamists, and now we have an enemy. Pakistan has nuclear weapons. They're continuing to build nuclear weapons. It's said that they may well become the fifth largest nuclear power in the world. Of course, remember, we gave them the wherewithal. I mean, how do you really think that a third-rate nation like Pakistan was able to develop nuclear weapons? Read my January 2008 newsletter, the Civil Edmund story. It tells you how we gave them the wherewithal, Pakistan the ability to build nuclear weapons. Why would you do something like that? Well, if you're going to have a nuclear war, you're going to have a nuclear war armed enemy, don't you? I mean, isn't that logical? Why would we take Turkey and encourage it to turn to the radical Islamic world? And if you don't believe what I'm telling you, you need to go up on the internet and look up Gulen or Dr. Paul Williams, or get Dr. Williams' talk that he gave at our conference about how American money, CIA money, drug money, was actually used to take Turkey into the radical Islamic camp. And right now we're talking about, isn't it wonderful we're going to have democracy in the Middle East and all the Arab countries are going to turn to democracy? And, well, we'll wait and see. I hope and pray I'm wrong, but everything points out that we're going to take them into the radical Islamic camp, the best enemy money can buy. With us this morning, Lindsay Williams with an amazing, amazing story. Of course, his conversations with Mr. Ken Fromm. What Ken Fromm told him about the coming conflict in the Middle East. Not a war with Iran at this time. And I've been expecting that war with Iran for a long while. I've asked Lindsay to talk to Ken Fromm and ask him, is there going to be a war with Iran? All the information I was getting said, war with Iran. And Ken Fromm said, no, not yet. Not yet, but there will be a conflict in the Middle East in 4 to 6 months. Ken, Lindsay, you pick up the story.
Well, Dr. Stan, I had the privilege, by the providence of God, of actually living with the elite of the world for 3 years. I was invited to be their chaplain on the Trans-Alaska oil pipeline, and that was 35 years ago. Since then, some of these individuals have been willing to give me information on a regular basis. But even after all of these years, Dr. Stan, I sit back utterly amazed at the power of the elite to do exactly what they want to do. To be able to start a war, to end a war, to put down nations, to control presidents, to tell the Congress what to do. I'm so glad this morning, Dr. Stan, that I'm on this program with a Christian talk show host, because there are two ways of knowing the future. Number one is to have a direct word from God. Now, let me say emphatically, I am not a prophet. I have not received a revelation from God about this. The second way to know the future is to know the elite, because they have it planned. Everything they do is planned behind closed doors, well in advance. And it's such a privilege this morning to be able to be on your show, because I said that the elite had told me that this conflict in the Middle East was going to take place. And I said it many months prior to the time that it happened. I cannot take credit for any of this. And those out in the listening audience, please understand. I'll say again, Lindsey Williams is not a prophet. It just so happens that by the providence of God, I knew these people.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Basic Energy Services in Greeley reminds us no one anywhere is more noble, righteous, selfless, or courageous than our United States Armed Forces. These brave men and women and their families foot the bill for our freedom every day. Send a military care package today to let them know that they are now and always in our thoughts and prayers. This message from Basic Energy Services in Greeley, proud to salute all the past and present members of our military services.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, I'm standing here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Lindsey Williams. Lindsey, you go right ahead. Go ahead, Lindsey.
There positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world. If anyone in this listening audience has ever doubted that, please remove all the doubts from your mind. What you're seeing take place right now in the Middle East, Egypt in particular, is planned. It was planned in advance. I had the privilege of being told by one of the elite of the world. I know two. I could pick up the phone any time and call them on the phone back in those days. And now, of course, one of them has passed away, Mr. Ken Fromm. Just recently, I still have one who fills me in with information on a regular basis. And he said to me, they told me that there is going to be a conflict in the Middle East within 4 to 5 months. Now, folks, please, these people know what they're doing. They have these things planned in advance. What's happening in Egypt, it was all talked about behind closed doors. Let me just give you an example. Many of you will remember, I have to do this because it's difficult to understand the power of these people unless you understand exactly what they do and actually hear a living example of it. 2.5 years ago, you'll remember I came on Dr. Stan Monte's program. He was one of the few that dared to allow me to give such an outrageous thing. And I said, I have just been told by one of the elite of the world that the price of crude oil is going from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel. At the time, you were paying $4 a gallon at the gas pump. And everybody thought I was crazy. I thought I was crazy, too. But I knew that this man had never told me anything wrong in 35 years, one of the elite of the world. And I said it right out over the air. 2 months later, exactly, almost to the day that he had said it was going to happen, it did, and you've begun paying $1.50 a gallon at the gas pump. Now, there is no way that Lindsey Williams could have ever known that had it not been for the fact that one of the elite of the world told me. And I would have been stupid to have said it on my own. Well, back about 4 months ago, I came on Dr. Stan's program. In fact, I think right here on this network, and I said, there is going to be a crisis in the Middle East within 4 to 5 months. And I did not say Iran, even though everybody had been expecting a problem with Iran for the past 2 or 3 years. And I had gone to my informant, and he said, Chaplain, no, there's not going to be a war with Iran. But then he said, there is going to be a conflict. And I said, there's going to be a conflict in the Middle East within 4 to 5 months, and almost to the day, just like he said it, it took place. Now, if everything that these elite have told me over the past 35 years has happened exactly as they said it was going to happen, you can depend on everything that they have said that's yet going to happen in the future. You can depend on it happening just exactly as they say it's going to. And I'll give you those later in the program, but right now, let's go to Egypt and look at the crisis that's over there. Mr. Mubarak is about on his way out. Riots day after day after day. The Suez Canal is in danger. But the one item that to me is so significant that could affect you even within the next 24 hours. In Egypt, there is a oil pipeline. It's called the Sumid Pipeline. It's 220 miles long. It carries 1.1 million barrels of oil per day, and that pipeline, if it were shut down, would take the price of gasoline at the gas pump here in America to $4 to $5 a gallon within probably 24 hours' time. Then you've got the Suez Canal in Egypt, which carries 30% of the world's crude oil on any given day. Now, folks, all these figures, you need to write them down because you need to watch them. If that Suez Canal were closed down, 30% of the world's oil supply would immediately be cut off. Do you know what that would do to the price of gasoline at the gas pump right here in your city in the United States of America? Well, this goes to one of the things that I was told was going to happen, and I gave this. I told you a number of months ago that I had been told by the elite that the price of crude oil had stayed down long enough. You remember 2.5 years ago, they said it was coming down, and I told you at the time that they had also said to me the price of crude oil is going to stay between $50 and $70 a barrel for 2.5 years. Folks, you remember that. I said it right here on Dr. Stan's program. 2.5 years later, it happened exactly like they said. They said it's time for crude oil prices to go back up. And I said, what is the amount that it's going up to? Here it is. They said it is going to $150 to $200 a barrel. That means that you will be paying $4 to $5 a gallon at the gas pump. Do you realize that if this Sumid pipeline were closed down, that you would have those prices overnight right here in the United States of America? The Suez Canal, if it were closed, you would have 30% of the world's crude oil shut off immediately. And you would have that price right here at the gas pump. All of these things are done by the elite. This did not happen by chance. Everything that you have heard Dr. Stan Monteith say over his programs over these years, I know some of you have had difficulty believing what I've said, and you may have had some question about what Dr. Stan said, but folks, I'm begging you, you believe everything you hear Dr. Stan say on his program every day, because it is fulfilled right before your eyes with what you're seeing happen over there in the Middle East. Now, let me say what's going to happen. Now, these are predictions. This is Lindsey Williams. The elite did not tell me this. But based on what the elite of the world have told me about the Middle East in the past, in fact, Mr. Fromm, prior to his passing away, I remember one day he stayed on the phone for probably 30 minutes doing nothing but explaining to me the mindset of the Arab world. And I was dumbfounded because they don't think like we think. They don't think like the elite think either. You can depend on that. Because, you see, Mr. Fromm, actually, 40 years ago, I think it was, under the auspices of Atlantic Richfield, Mr. Fromm actually went to Dubai, United Arab Emirates, and produced all of the oil fields in the United Arab Emirates on behalf of Atlantic Richfield and on behalf of those countries, which prior to that, they had been nothing but nomads roaming the deserts riding camels, and all of a sudden oil was found in that country. And the American oil companies divided up the Arab world. This is something that the average person does not know, and I was told it by Mr. Fromm. He said that the American oil companies actually divided up the Arab world. One of them said, we'll take Saudi Arabia. Another one said, we'll take Dubai, the United Arab Emirates. Another one said, we'll take another country. They did. They literally divided up the Arab world. Each of the oil companies said, we will take a section, and they sent their representatives to those countries to build the oil fields of the Arabs back 40, 50 years ago. Mr. Fromm was one of those individuals, and he was chosen by Atlantic Richfield to single-handedly go to the United Arab Emirates and Dubai and build their oil field. He did. He lived there for many years, and he told me all the things as to how these people think. Now, when you understand how they think, then when you go back to the Bible and see who they are, I beg of those of you who are Christians, and I'm again say I'm so glad I'm with a Christian talk show host and on a station this morning that recognizes the Scriptures as God's Word, because when you go back to the Scriptures and realize who that son of Abraham was and what the Bible has to say about him, then you'll be able to understand them. And Mr. Fromm did this with me. He went back and explained all of this to me. Now, based on what the elite have told me is going to happen in Egypt, I'm going to predict that this is going to spread. You have not the slightest idea how big this problem in Egypt is. This is not a small item. This is going to spread all over the Middle East. And mark my words, Mr. Mubarak will be on his way out. The Muslim Brotherhood, oh my gracious, I hope you've gone on the Internet and Googled Muslim Brotherhood. If you do, this will actually frighten you. I mean, you're shaking your shoes when you realize who this Muslim Brotherhood is. This thing goes all the way back into the 20s. When they were formed. And the Muslim Brotherhood is a religious and political group founded on the belief that Islam is not simply a religion, but a way of life. And when you see how they believe in the Quran and that they're putting into practice all of their ideas of Sharia law, they want it throughout the entire Middle East. And here's what you're going to see right now, this morning. You're seeing rioting in Jordan. I mean, these are facts. You go on the Internet, you'll find this. Tunisia, they're burning schools today in Tunisia. Look at Turkey. Oh, my gracious, problem after problem. Then you come down to Dubai. Did you know that only a few days ago, Dubai, now, you know they're very wealthy over there, and you know Dubai City, this world-class city, they gave every person who could prove that they are a citizen of Dubai, they gave them $30,000. Now, this is not on the national news. I got it from a certain source. And they said, please, we leaders of Dubai care about you people. Anything that they can do to keep this Muslim Brotherhood from getting into their country and doing the same thing that's happening in Egypt, and the House of Saud in Saudi Arabia, they are scared to death. They know that they're probably next. Now, folks, do you realize that we get most of our crude oil from Saudi Arabia? And the moment that Saudi Arabia is touched, you will pay $6, $7, and $8 a gallon at the gas pump in no time. I mean, every bit of this is exactly as the elite had told it to me many months ago. I said it on Dr. Stan's program. I say it again today to warn you. Get ready. make preparations for what the elite have planned. They have planned
Lindsay,
for you.
Could I interrupt? Because one of the things they told you was that they were going to really destroy the American dollar, and they were going to impoverish the American people. They would be so poor, even though there'd be things in the stores, most would not be able to buy them. Is that correct?
Yes, Dr. Stan, that is correct. And I'll give you the exact words. In fact, I was so appalled, I wrote them down. He said, the dollar will be dead by the end of 2012. Now, he did not say it would no longer exist. Here's the thing. We need to understand the wording of these people. And I lived with them for 3 years, so I gained somewhat of a knowledge, and I've written 3 books about their mindset. Now, they said the dollar will be dead by the end of 2012. That means that its purchasing power will be so small that it goes along with the second expression that was made one day, and that is the grocery store shelves will be full. I know this is completely different than what the thinking of many Americans is, but I'm just telling you what they've told me. The grocery store shelves will be full. There will be no lack of food, but you may go hungry. You will not be able to buy it. This goes along with what he had told me in that the dollar will be dead by the end of 2012, and why would you not be able to buy the food even though the grocery store shelves are full? You won't be able to buy it because your currency will have devalued to the point by the end of 2012 that you'll take a wheelbarrow load of dollars to the grocery store to buy a loaf of bread, Dr. Stan. So what you've just said is exactly what they told me, Dr. Stan.
And I think it's so violent, pardon me, so vitally important that people understand that we are going to see the destruction of the value of our currency. That's the only way to get out from under the Social Security and Medicare obligation. The politicians are saying, you're still getting your check for $1,000 or $1,500 a month. It's not our fault that it doesn't buy anything. They know what they're doing. Why do you think that today, when 43 cents of every dollar the federal government spends has to be borrowed, that's the way it is this year, why isn't there panic? Why aren't they cutting back dramatically on everything? Well, they know what's going to happen, and they're going to be able to pay off the people and say, not our fault, it was those wicked Arabs. They're responsible, or they'll find somebody to blame. But understand, it's all orchestrated to impoverish you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stock, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, vice president for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
U.S. Cash Flows reminds listeners, the results of child abuse are devastating. Each year, millions of children are subject to it. Many die. For the survivors, the pain inflicted on them influences their lives. If you or anyone you know needs help, call your local child abuse hotline. This message is from U.S. Cash Flows. For more information, call 484-6523. That's 484-6523. They're on the air reminding us all, it should never hurt to be a child.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at American Freedom Network, and you can't understand what's going on in Egypt unless you understand history. You study the Russian Revolution, the First Revolution, the March Revolution. Read the books that were written at that time. Lord Milner, who headed Caesar Rhodes Secret Society, the forerunner to the Council on Foreign Relations that controls America today. Lord Milner was over there paying off the military not to intervene. The military's job is to maintain law and order. They were paid not to intervene. Why didn't the military intervene at the time of the Iranian Revolution? Why the CIA was behind that, paid off the military not to intervene. Why isn't the Egyptian military intervening today? Why initially did they turn their guns, point them? They didn't fire. They're not firing. They're not doing anything. Initially, their guns were fired, were facing the anti-Mubarak demonstrators. Now they've turned them around, and their guns are facing the people who are demonstrating in favor of the current government, realizing the alternative is going to be anarchy and the radical Islamists are taking over. Who paid off the Egyptian military not to intervene, the leaders? I mean, somebody's got to have a lot of money to actually orchestrate this revolution, not only in Egypt, but in Tunisia, riots in Algeria, riots in Jordan. Certainly the Lebanese government has fallen, riots in Yemen, riots and instability in Dubai and the other countries there. Who do you think could coordinate all of this? As you know, the government of Tunisia has now collapsed, and as I mentioned, Algeria is having their riots. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is all carefully coordinated and orchestrated. You're seeing the most magnificent example of American tax dollars at work. That we know that the government, and if you want to check this out, you can check this out on the internet. I would simply put in your search engine, Congress gives $400 million CIA topple Iranian government. And recently, about 3 or 4 years ago, why they gave $400 million to the CIA to hire terrorists to work in Iran to topple the government there. And if we would do that, don't you think that we're doing it? Well, there's an article recently in the Telegraph, you can get this one, it finds out that we've been financing the opposition in Egypt for at least 3 years. London Telegraph, USA finances Egyptian opposition. Check it out. Is it really true? Are we behind everything there? And, of course, it's all part of the continuing world revolution. Well, Lindsay, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your information.
Everything that the elite have told me for the past 2.5 years. I have recorded it on 6 DVDs, 8 hours of professionally done DVD viewing on your television set. 8 hours. Everything that they've told me in 2.5 years. And then just days ago, 2 CDs of everything that will happen in the United States of America and the world for the next 6 months and through the year 2012. They do have a timeline. Their timeline is 2012. I'll give you all of this. You must know it in order to spare your dinner table. Then I decided I had to do it for the first time ever. After Mr. Fromm passed away, I felt free to actually let you hear the voices of the elite. I have recorded them, and you will hear them. Now, you find this nowhere on the face of the earth but on my CDs. You will hear the voices of the elite tell you, and you'll hear their names. I don't hide their names. You'll hear their voices. You'll hear their names, and they will tell you that what they're going to do through the year 2012. Then I said, I've got to do something. And based on what they have told me, I listed 12 things. In fact, I just increased it to 13. I listed 12 things on these CDs that you must do. You positively must do it immediately. Not next month or next year. You've got to do it immediately in order to spare yourself heartache. Please call this number or go to our website. The toll-free number is 888-799-6111. Now, yesterday there was so much snow in the middle part of the country, our staff didn't even make it into the office. I apologize. I hope they're there this morning. So please keep calling 888-799-6111. Or go on the website. For those of you who would like to go there rather than hear a person, go to prophecyclub.com, prophecyclub.com, everything that the elite plan to do through the year 2012. Now, what is going to happen in the Middle East? I want to do two things quickly and then prove it to you. Number one, the Muslim Brotherhood made an announcement last week that they intend to take over the entire Middle East. Now, folks, this was a statement on behalf of a militant Muslim group who believes in Sharia law and the Koran, and they will do what they said they were going to do. Who are they backed by? They're backed by the elite. Everything you've heard Dr. Stan say, again, I punctuated, please believe it, folks. These people are supported and financed by the elite of the world. They have all the funds they could possibly want. And mark my words, according to what the elite have told me, they will, one after the other, take over countries in the Middle East until they have established the Muslim Brotherhood all over the Middle East part of the world. Now, what is this going to do to America? I have been told this. Number one, the dollar will be dead by the end of 2012. These are facts. These were actually said. Again, food supply, the exact opposite to what some people think. They said, we can, in our New World Order, we can bring in food from anywhere in the world if it's needed. Pastor Chaplin, there's not going to be any shortage of food on the grocery store shelves, but you may go hungry because the dollar will have diminished so much in its purchasing. Just wait until China. Oh, my gracious, please, please hear this, folks. This man said to me one day, he said, Chaplain, never mind what happens in North and South Korea. He said, don't even pay too much to what's happening over in the Middle East. Don't pay too much attention. He said, Chaplain, keep your eyes on China and Russia. Now, I know you've got your eyes on what's happening in Egypt right now. I beg of you, watch China and Russia. Whenever China increases the price of the value of their currency, that means that the American dollar diminishes in its purchasing power. And this goes along with what they had told me, that the price of groceries would be so high that even though the grocery store shelves will be full, you may not be able to buy it. You had better prepare right now for 6 months in your household. I beg of you to get a 6-month supply of food and water in your house just as quick as you possibly can, because of what was told just the other day by the head of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, and I don't have time to tell this story. Dr. Stan maybe can give it some other time. He's heard me give it. Janet Napolitano said to an individual who is a close friend of ours, get 6 months' supply of food and water in your house immediately. Now,
hold that thought, Lindsay. Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment here to wrap up this morning's program at the American Freedom Network.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Shalom, this is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Lindsay Williams, the last segment of this. Lindsay, I remember, is calling me and telling me this friend of his who knew Janet Napolitano personally. And, of course, she's the head of the, Office of Homeland Security. And Janet had contacted this woman who was her friend. Janet is very liberal, their friend is very conservative, but they like one another, they respect one another. And Janet told her, and this was about 3 months ago, as I remember, lay in a supply of food and water. I can't tell you why, but do it, and do it now. I want you to do it to protect yourself and your family. And that was really a very striking and almost frightening, ominous prediction from someone who knows exactly what the elite plan. So go right ahead. What was that? Was that about 3 months ago, 2 months ago, Lindsay?
That was about 2 months ago, Dr.
Okay,
Stan.
2 months
and
ago.
Yes, and the story behind all of that is quite interesting. I'd like to prove to you that the elite knew what was going to take place in Egypt, more than just the fact that this gentleman told me this. And I came on Dr. Stan's program and said there's going to be a conflict in the Middle East in 4 to 5 months. I told you. You heard me. It was right here. And not because I knew it, but because these people had told it to me. Now, I'd like to prove to you that others of the elite know the same thing. Please, go, and you can investigate this for yourself. Look up insider trading. There are two types of trading on the New York stock market. There's insiders, ones who are corporate heads, CEOs of corporations, and the New York Stock Exchange is required to keep records of those people and what they buy and sell in order to try to make them not do things wrong with their company stock. This was appalling. Beginning back in September of last year, there was 400 to 1. Now, the ratio is 400 insiders who were selling stock in their own companies, getting out way back in September. They suspected something to one of a person on the street who trades through his stockbroker. Then, in November of last year, it went up. The highest it's ever been in the history of the New York Stock Exchange. Went up to 8,280 to 1, November the 15th through the 19th, of insiders that was selling, getting out of the New York stock market. They knew something was going to happen. Now, keep in mind, folks, many of these are the elite of the world, who are the heads of corporations and super wealthy people. Then it happened. Here it is, January 10 through 14. This is just a few days ago. The last record we have, January 10 through 14, insiders, CEOs of corporations, heads, presidents of corporations, sold that week $163 million worth of their stock, and not one single purchase was made that week by the CEOs. Yes, these were CEOs that did this. They sold $163 million worth of stock that week, did not purchase one single stock of any kind. This has never happened in the history of the New York Stock Exchange that there was not a single insider that purchased a single stock that week. Why? They knew this thing was going to break out in the Middle East. Some of the top heads of corporations knew it, just as my source knew it, and as a result, they sold out because they knew it was coming. Now, what did they do with their money? Folks, please, you heard the advertisement a few moments ago at the break, commercial break. You heard the name of a company right there, this station. Listen, named the company just a moment ago on the commercial break, and Eric Cederstrom will be on next hour. And here's what it was about, gold and silver. Let me show you what they did. The insiders, during the month of December, the United States Mint. Now, these figures come from the United States Mint. You can't doubt them. You can go on your website and find it. The United States Mint, during the month of December, sold 2,221,000 ounces of silver. Watch this. Where did the insiders go with their money when they took it out of the New York stock market? The first 12 days of January of 2011, this year, just a few days ago, the first 12 days of this month, January, insiders bought, or people bought, somebody bought, 3,407,000 ounces of silver in 12 days' time. This is scary. This is an all-time record for silver being bought from the U.S. Mint. Who bought it? My guess is that many insiders bought it because they knew what was fixing to happen in the Middle East, just as my friend told me it was going to happen. And, folks, please, I begged you 2 years ago. I came on this program, and I said that I had been told by my elitist friend one day when I was flabbergasted. I was at my wit's end. I didn't know what to do. How was I going to spare my own family? And I asked him one day on the phone, I said, what can I do to keep dinner on my table and spare my family? And he said to me, he said, Chaplain, you can only do one thing. He said, you've got to use our money. And I said, well, what is your money? What is your currency? And he made the statement to me, he said, if it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. And I said, well, what is your currency then? It's not Federal Reserve notes. It's not stocks. It's not 401Ks. It's not IRAs. I said, what is your currency? And he said, Chaplain, our currency is gold and silver. And I said, well, why? He said, it's uncontrolled. And he said, it's only going to go one way. As these things seem to start to unfold that he had told me, he said, gold and silver will go up and up. Don't pay one ounce of attention to the fact that you've just had a back set in the price of gold and silver. Folks, you are going to see it go through the roof. He said to me, he said, Chaplain, there is only one way that you can maintain purchasing power of your assets for your family. And he was advising me personally as a friend to do this. He said, back in those days, you could have bought gold for $600-$700 an ounce. And I begged you to go buy everything if you get your hands on. You could buy silver for $15 an ounce. And I pleaded with you 2 years over this program to do it. Now you're going to be paying $1,300 for an ounce of gold and $25 to $30 for an ounce of silver, but it is nothing compared to where it is going. The elite have told me all of these things, and I'm trying to help you spare your household heartaches and pain. And Dr. Stan's trying to do the same thing with all the things he's telling you over these years. He's trying his best to help you be informed. And I don't know how to say it enough. Listen to everything you hear on Dr. Stan every day on this program. Dr. Stan.
God bless. Thanks very much, Lindsay. Appreciate that with your words of encouragement. And we'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
TRI Property Management in Greeley reminds listeners the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. A smile and a handshake or even sending a care package overseas is the least we can do for those who have done so much for us. This reminder from TRI Property Management in Greeley. Call 352-1025.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Elizabeth Locker Plant reminds us that nothing ruins a holiday celebration like a friend or loved one who gets into an accident after a party. During this special time of year, let's make an early resolution not to let a loved one drive if they've had a bit too much of the holiday spirit. That's from Elizabeth Locker Plant, located at 366 Grant Street in Elizabeth, specializing in neutralizing aged beef and pork and complete custom processing. For highest quality, call 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943. They're on the air because they care.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, and certainly had that. I would mention there are going to be, I believe, there are going to be food shortages. I've talked to one of the largest distributors of freeze-dried food, who told me he is his supplier, one of the largest, I can mention it, Mountain House. They're having difficulty providing freeze-dried food for their major suppliers, and they've cut off all the minor suppliers. It's because somebody is buying up massive amounts of their product. Who would be able to buy hundreds of millions of dollars worth of freeze-dried food? I talked to one of the largest suppliers of dehydrated food. I wanted to check the story, and he told me very, very similar. Right now, the prices have not gone up, and he's having increasing difficulty getting them, and he anticipates prices are going to skyrocket for all of the fruits and vegetables and staples and the other things he carries. And do not put off, if you don't have a supply, a good supply of food on hand and the things that you need, lay them in. If you need information, you can call our number, 1-800-544-8927. We'll send you a catalog for the company we work with. But make your preparations and do them and do that now. Do not put it off. If you don't have a Berkey water filter, you can get that through the American Freedom Network. I know they carry a line of health products. Lay in a supply of health products, specifically vitamin D3 and magnesium and the things that you really need to maintain your health. But do not put it off. And then, of course, if Eric Cederstrom, Sydney, supports the station, gold and silver, get your... as much as you possibly can at this time, because believe me, right now the price is down. I believe it's going to go through the roof. We're moving into a very difficult time. How do we document what's going on? Well, we carry a book called The Devil's Game. Who do you think financed the Muslim Brotherhood? Why initially MI6 and then the CIA? Now, the book, of course, says we've created a Frankenstein that's turned against us. No, I think we've created a Frankenstein, and the Frankenstein's still working for us. I mean, how could you possibly build an underwear bomb that wouldn't go off? I mean, you're a clever Islamic terrorist. You're trained to build explosives, but the underwear bomb didn't go off. How could you build the shoe bombs for Richard Reed that was going to blow up the airliner and a bomb that didn't go off? How could you build a car bomb? This young, stupid man went to Pakistan to learn how to build a car bomb because he wanted to kill a lot of Americans, and they taught him how to build a smoke bomb, which he parked in Times Square. How could that happen? Why, very simply, we've infiltrated and controlled this whole thing. It's all orchestrated. With all these Islamic terrorists, why hasn't one come across the southern border with a knapsack full of explosives and gone into a mall in America? Well, they haven't yet, but the time is coming. Actually, there are all sorts of Islamic terror training camps across America. You doubt that? Go to your computer and type in Islamberg. Islamberg or Dr. Paul Williams. You can get his talk at Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Get the talk he gave. It's on CD. Hopefully one of these days we'll have it on ISDN, but right there you get it on the CD. And listen or go up on the Internet. Islamberg or Dr. Paul Williams. Get the information and then help us get it out. Your job is to help us get this message to others. It sounds so incredible. And yet, of course, you're going to find this radical Islamic jihad spreading across the Middle East, all financed by the Bank of England and the CIA. So until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying?